Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarane. Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 9, verse 35. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yata Mahanti Bhutani Bhuteshu Chava Bhuteshu Chavaveshu Anu Pravishan Pravishtani Apravishtani Tata Teshu Na Teshu Aham Yatha Mahanti Bhutani Bhuteshu Chavashe Vanu Pravashtanya Bhavishtani Tata Teshu Nateshvaham Yata Mahanti Bhutani Bhuteshu Chavasheshvanu Pravashtani Apravashtani Tata Teshu Nateshvaham Yata Mahanti Bhutani Bhuteshu Chava Sheshvanu Pravishtani Apravishtani Tata Teshu Nateshvaham. Please chant. Ladies, anyone else? Yata, just as Mahanti, the universal. Bhutani, elements. Bhuteshu ucha avacheshu. In the minute and gigantic. Anu, after. Pravishtani, entered. Apravishtani, not entered. Tata, so. Teshu, in them. Na, not. Teshu, in them. Aham, myself. Please repeat. O Brahma, please know that the universal elements enter into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created. And at the same time, I am outside of everything. O Brahma, please know that the universal elements enter into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created and at the same time I am outside of everything. Purport by our founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The great elements of material creation, namely earth, water, fire, air, and ether, all enter into the body of all manifest entities, the seas, mountains, aquatics, plants, reptiles, birds, beasts, human beings, demigods, and everyone materially manifest. And at the same time, such elements are differently situated. In the developed stage of consciousness, the human being can study both physiological and physical science. But the basic principles of such sciences are nothing but the material elements and nothing more. The body of the human being and the body of the mountain, as also the bodies of the demigods, including Brahma, are all of the same ingredients, earth, water, etc. And at the same time, the elements are beyond the body. The elements were created first, and therefore they entered into the bodily construction later. But in both circumstances, they entered the cosmos and also did not enter. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, by his different energies, namely the internal and external, is within everything in the manifest cosmos. And at the same time, he is outside of everything, situated in the kingdom of God, Vaikuntha Loka, as described before. This is very nicely stated in the Brahma Samhita as follows. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratabhavitavis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhihi Goloka Eva Goloka Eva Nivasati Akilatma Bhuto Govindam Adi Purushang Tamahang Bajami. I worship the personality of Godhead, Govinda, who, by his expansion of his internal potency of transcendental existence, knowledge, and bliss, enjoys in his own and expanded forms. Simultaneously, he enters into every atom of the creation. This expansion of his plenary parts is also more definitely explained in the Brahma Samhita as follows. Ekopyasaura chaitung jagadanda koting yachchakti asti jagadanda trayayadanta Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastang Govindam Adipurusham Tamahang Vajami. I worship the personality of Godhead Govinda, who, by one of his plenary portions, enters into the existence of every universe and every particle of the atoms, and thus unlimitedly manifests his infinite energy all over the material creation. The impersonalist can imagine or even perceive that the Supreme Brahman is thus all-pervading, and therefore they conclude that there is no possibility of his personal form. Herein lies the mystery of his transcendental knowledge. This mystery is transcendental love of Godhead, and one who is surcharged with such transcendental love of Godhead can, without difficulty, see the personality of Godhead in every atom and every movable and immovable object. And at the same time, one can see the personality of Godhead in his own abode, Goloka, enjoying eternal pastimes with his eternal associates, who are also expansions of his transcendental existence. This vision is the real mystery of spiritual knowledge, as stated by the Lord in the beginning, Sarahasyam tad angam cha. This mystery is the most confidential part of the knowledge of the Supreme, and it is impossible for the mental speculators to discover by dint of intellectual gymnastics. The mystery can be revealed through the process recommended by Brahmaji in his Brahma Samhita. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang syama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. I worship the original personality of Godhead Govinda, whom the pure devotees, their eyes smeared with the ointment of love of Godhead, always observe within their hearts. This Govinda, the original personality of Godhead, is Syama Sundara, with all transcendental qualities. Therefore, although he is present in every atom, the Supreme Personality of Godhead may not be visible to the dry speculators. Still, the mystery is unfolded before the eyes of the pure devotees, because their eyes are anointed with love of Godhead. And this love of Godhead can be attained only by the practice of transcendental loving service of the Lord and nothing else. The vision of the devotees is not ordinary. It is purified by the process of devotional service. In other words, as the universal elements are both within and without, similarly the Lord's name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, etc., as they are described in the revealed scriptures, or as performed in the Vaikuntha Lokas, far, far beyond the material cosmic manifestation, are factually being televised in the heart of the devotee. The man with a poor fund of knowledge cannot understand, although by material science one can see things far away by means of television. Factually, the spiritually developed person is able to have the television of the kingdom of God always reflected within his heart. That is the mystery of knowledge of the personality of Godhead. The Lord can award anyone and everyone liberation, mukti, from the bondage of material existence. Yet, He rarely awards the privilege of love of Godhead, as confirmed by Narada, mukting didhati karhichit, smana bhakti yogam. This transcendental devotional service of the Lord is so wonderful that the occupation keeps the deserving devotee always wrapped in psychological activities without deviation from the absolute truth. Thus, love of Godhead developed in the heart of the devotee is a great mystery. Brahmaji previously told Narada that the desires of Brahmaji are never unfulfilled because he is always absorbed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Nor has he any desire in his heart save and except the transcendental service of the Lord. That is the beauty and mystery of the process of bhakti yoga. As the Lord's desire is infallible because he is achyuta, similarly the desires of the devotees in the transcendental service of the Lord are also achyuta, infallible. This is very difficult, however, for the layman to understand without knowledge of the mystery of devotional service, as it is very difficult to know the potency of touchstone. As touchstone is rarely found, a pure devotee of the Lord is also rarely to be seen, even amongst millions of liberated souls. Kotishvapi Mahamune. Out of all kinds of perfections attained by the process of knowledge, yoga perfection in devotional service is the highest of all and the most mysterious also, even more mysterious than the 8 kinds of mystic perfection attained by the process of yogic performances. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord therefore advised Arjuna about this bhakti yoga. Sarva guyatamang bhuya srinume paramang vacha. Just hear from me again about the most confidential part of the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. The same was confirmed by Brahmaji to Narada in the following words. Idang bhagavatang nama yanme bhagavatoditam sangrahoyang vibhutinang tvam etad vipili kuru. Brahmaji said to Narada, whatever I have spoken to you about the Bhagavatam was explained to me by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I am advising you to expand these topics nicely so that people may easily understand the mysterious bhakti yoga by transcendental loving service to the Lord. It is to be noted here that the mystery of bhakti yoga was disclosed to Brahmaji by the Lord himself. Brahmaji explained the same mystery to Narada. Narada explained it to Vyasa. Vyasa explained it to Shukadeva Goswami. And the same knowledge is coming down in the unalloyed chain of disciplic succession. If one is fortunate enough to have received the knowledge in the transcendental disciplic succession, surely he will have the chance to understand the mystery of the Lord and that of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sound incarnation of the Lord. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for an in-depth analysis. Trinadapi sunichena toror eva sahishnuna amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama iva kivalam. Kalo nastyeva 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 gatir anyata. So, this Chatu Shloki section, which we are studying, the original four nutshell verses of the Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, gives his own purport and synopsis of all the four verses, which I would like to read to you. Lord Chaitanya will now explain to us what we should learn from these four Chatushlokis. He was explaining this to Prakashananda Saraswati. After Lord Chaitanya sat down in the very place where he had washed his feet, and Lord Chaitanya exhibited an effulgence of thousands and thousands of suns, all the Mayavadis stood up and they realized, here is someone. He's just not saying, I'm Narayan, like we do, because they address each other, Om Namo Narayanaya, just like we say, Hari Bol. Mayavadis address everyone, oh, all glories to Narayan. But they just say that. But when they saw Lord Chaitanya, they realized, here's someone who has actually realized that he's Narayan. So there was a discussion. Lord Chaitanya explained why he doesn't read the Vedanta Sutra like the Mayavadis. That his spiritual master told him, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, just chant. And then they wanted Lord Chaitanya to please explain the faults of Shankara Acharya. And then after that, they wanted Lord Chaitanya to give the real purport of the Vedanta Sutra. Because Lord Chaitanya said, well, I chant Hare Krishna, but that doesn't mean I don't know what is the Vedanta Sutra. I know it very well. I know all the conclusions. So in his explaining, Lord Chaitanya also expounded on the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam in order to properly understand Vedanta Sutra. So we should never think that we're lacking anything. Srimad Bhagavatam has everything. And these four verses, Chatushloki, everything is there. So then, Lord Chaitanya explained the Chatushloki to Prakashananda Saraswati. If you are ready to hear, please chant Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare. So this is the purport by Lord Chaitanya. It doesn't get any better. The essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, our relationship with the Supreme Lord, our activities in that connection, and the goal of life is manifest in the four verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, known as the Chatushloki. Everything is explained in those verses. So here, Lord Chaitanya is explaining Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. In another place, Lord Chaitanya instructs these three things, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. This is the only teaching of the Vedas. Just as Krishna says in the 15th chapter, Vedaischa sarvaya aham eva vedya. By all the Vedas, you should come to know me. So, these three things, your relationship with Krishna, acting in that relationship and achieving love of God, that is what the Vedas are actually teaching. Now Lord Chaitanya paraphrases Lord Krishna. He's paraphrasing these Chatushloka. I am the center of all relationships. Knowledge of me And the practical application of that knowledge is actual knowledge. Approaching me for devotional service is called Abhideya. By the way, how do you know that you're on this platform of Abhideya? You know because, number one, you have been initiated by a spiritual master and you are engaged in regulative devotional service, sadhana, bhakti. By rendering devotional service, one gradually rises to the platform of love of God. That is the chief goal of life. On the platform of love of God, one is eternally engaged in the service of the Lord. O Brahma, I shall explain all these truths to you. Since you are a living being, Jiva, without my explanation, you will not be able to understand your relationship with me, devotional activity, and life's ultimate goal. I shall explain to you my actual form and situation, my attributes, activities, and six opulences. By my mercy, all these things will be awakened in you. Lord Chaitanya now says to Prakashananda, saying this, the Lord began to explain the three truths, tattvas, to Lord Brahma. Before the creation of the cosmic manifestation, I existed. And the total material energy, material nature, and the living entities all existed in me. After creating the cosmic manifestation, I entered into it. Whatever you see in the cosmic manifestation is but an expansion of my energy. This reminds us of Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. Everything is Krishna and or Krishna's energy. That's it. To think that there's something other than Krishna or Krishna's energy, that's called Maya. When the whole universe dissolves, I remain full in myself, and everything that was manifest is again preserved in me. So, already in the Chatushloki, according to Lord Chaitanya has already explained what is the absolute truth. Everything comes from Krishna. Everything is sustained by Krishna. And at the end, everything enters into Krishna. That's one very good definition of the absolute truth. Lord Chaitanya continued in the verse beginning Aham Eva. So that was the first of the Chatushlokis, number 33 or 34, 33. In the verse beginning Aham Eva, the word Aham is expressed three times. In the beginning, there are the words Aham Eva. In the second line, there are the words Pashyad Aham. And at the end, Sosmi Aham. This Aham indicates the Supreme Person. By the repetition of Aham, the transcendental personality, who is complete with six opulences, is confirmed. Impersonalists do not accept the personal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The personality of Godhead is stressed in this verse in order to impress upon them the necessity of accepting Him. Therefore, the word Aham is mentioned three times. To stress something important, one repeats it three times. Lord Krishna continues. Actual spiritual knowledge and practical application are considered in all these sound vibrations. Although the external energy comes from me, I am different from it. Sometimes a reflection of the sun is experienced in place of the sun. but its illumination is never possible independent of the sun. I've used this same analogy hundreds of times in my preaching. It's such, for me, so easy to understand, such a graphic illustration, perfectly explains Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. When one is transcendentally situated, he can perceive me. This perception is the basis of one's relationship with the Supreme Lord. Now, let me further explain this subject matter. Now please hear from me about the process of devotional service, which is applicable in any country, for any person, at all times, and in all circumstances. I believe that's tomorrow's verse, that topic. As far as religious principles are concerned, there is a consideration of the person, the country, the time, and the circumstance. In devotional service, however, there are no such considerations. Devotional service is transcendental to all such considerations. It is therefore the duty of every man, in every country, in every circumstance, and at all times, to approach a bona fide spiritual master, question him about devotional service, and listen to him explain the process. So, this is ISKCON. We take this instruction very seriously, in every country, in every circumstance. So that is how we preach. We understand Krishna consciousness, devotional service is there for everyone, regardless of their material situation. We are meant to give devotional service. Krishna continues, supreme affection for me is called love of Godhead, and that is the ultimate goal of life. Let me explain by a practical example the natural characteristics of such love. So now, Lord Chaitanya explains today's verse. The five material elements are existing inside and outside of every living entity. Similarly, I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, am manifest within the heart of the devotee as well as outside his body. A highly elevated devotee can bind me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in one's heart by love. Wherever he looks, he sees me and nothing else. Lord Chaitanya continued, thus, one's relationship with the Lord, activities in devotional service, and the attainment of the highest goal of life, love of Godhead, are the subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Might there be any discussion on today's philosophy? Yes, Bhrigupati, wait for the microphone.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a nice class. My question is about something Prabhupada said in the purport. He says here how the far, far beyond the material cosmic manifestation or factually... Let me back up a little bit. The Lord's name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, etc., as they are described in the revealed scriptures... or as performed in the Vaikuntha Lokas, far, far beyond the material cosmic manifestation, of actually being televised in the heart of the devotee. So is it just, it's a two-part question. One is it just that the devotee is seeing those, or is he also participating simultaneously? And at what stage of devotional service does one experience that?
Okay, let's do the second question. One experiences that when they are free from all material desires, and they are properly situated 100% in devotional service. Mangcheo viabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan sambati yaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So the symptom of the liberated soul is they're always engaged in devotional service without cessation, nirantara. That is when you're on that platform. Now your second question, are they seeing it or are they participating? That will depend on the advancement of one's particular process. We see in the end chapters, the final five chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Lord Chaitanya goes into ecstasy and he participates picking flowers for the Rasa Leela and so many other things. So I would say it depends on, because I'm reading these so many months and continuing, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and I just read the section entitled, It is a Gradual Process. And Bhagavad Gita says the same thing, Shanakshanaya Uparamed Buddhyadriti Grihitaya. So everything is a gradual process of elevation. But you've been chanting 16 rounds every day for the past 50 years? 48 and a half. You've been going out on book distribution. You strictly follow the four regulative principles. You are this close. Don't stop now. Remember the story of the tortoise and the hare when you were a little boy? That is so true. We're like the hare. I mean the tortoise. Right? Little by little, step by step, but we're on the right path. Apavarga Vartmani. We're on the real path of liberation. Don't get off the boat of ISKCON. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Remember, Bharat, right? He was on, I believe, the Bhava stage. He was this close. Stupid deer. So you don't have any deer in your house, do you? So you're protected. So just stay fixed. Prabhupada has given us the perfect program. As I think I said last class, the five main limbs of devotional service, the whole morning program is based on that. And if you become attached to even one, you can develop ecstatic symptoms. So, carry on my wayward son. Carry on. More questions, more discussion. Yes, Prabhu.
I want to know what's the reference for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's...
Can you talk a little slower?
What's the reference for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's commentary on the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam?
Oh, Madhya Leela chapter 25. Initially, it's there in Adi 7, a chapter I highly recommend everyone read 100 times. Adi 7. And then, for further explanation, Madhya 25. How the residents of Varanasi became devotees. It's in there. More discussion. Hare yes, Krishna. Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you.
Loud and clear, please.
So, it seems like Bhagavatam is spoken differently for different planetary systems. Like here we see Brahma heard only 4 shlokas. For us, there is like 18,000. I was wondering if there is different number of Bhagavatam on different planetary systems.
I think there's some reference like that I can't say off the top of my head. I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe somebody knows a direct statement. I once heard something, but I don't like to repeat things I heard. I like to repeat things I have read. Yes, Bhrigupati?
Prabhu, the general understanding is that in the category of jiva tattva, there are innumerable jivas.
What?
There are innumerable jivas, right?
Yeah, you can't count.
Right. But in the category of Vishnu tattva, there's one, right? Vishnu or Narayan, Krishna, considered the same person, correct?
Yeah, but Krishna has innumerable Vishnu Narayan expansions.
Okay.
They're one and at the same time innumerable.
So are they the same person or are they different people?
Same person.
Well, if they're the same person, why does Mahavishnu want to see Krishna? Why didn't he just look in a mirror?
So, this is called transcendental appreciation. Because the form of Krishna is so wonderfully unique, even Mahavishnu. Yeah, they're one, but the forms are different. So, the two-handed form of Krishna, Syama Sundara, is the most confidential. And there is one quote where it said that the form Krishna manifested on earth was unique. So that's something to think about. But in the case of Mahavishnu, Krishna is so wonderful. And that's why Mahavishnu tried to go to Dwarka. He wanted to see Krishna. Why? The same reason why you want to come and see Rukmini Dwarkadish every day. Because Krishna is the most attractive. So, there's no fault in Mahavishnu. He wants to see that form, that beautiful. What does it say in Bhagavad Gita? Somya Vapu, the beautiful form. Tried to go to Dwarka. Can't come. And that's Mahavishnu. So he played that trick. Just to bring Krishna to get his darshan. How's that?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
We have more? Wait, I didn't hear from Swabas today. I have to hear from Swabas.
Just point about Mahavishnu. Isn't it that that incarnation of Krishna has a certain specific activity or duty?
Yes.
And so, in other words, Krishna expands himself in that way, although it's him, but he expands himself to do or perform a certain activity.
Yes.
So that is very, that's mystical. It's actually practically inconceivable how it is. And I think that just like his first expansion in Balaram, and from Balaram so many other.
Yes.
But that's all Krishna. And this is, it's mystical. It's very difficult to understand that particular point.
Yes. Our philosophy, everything practically can be explained by the philosophy of simultaneously one and different. So Balaram and all the Narayan Vishnu expansions, they're one and at the same time different. That's the beauty. And like Swabhas says, it's a transcendental mystery. What does Bhagavad Gita say in 9th chapter? What's the second shloka? Raja Vidya Raja Guyam. There it is. Raja Guyam. Secret. Mysterious. And today it was explained by Prabhupada. The mystery is love of God. And that's why Lord Chaitanya said, beyond liberation, prema, love of God. That's above moksha. Which is why we're not interested in moksha. Nadanang na janang na sundaring. Kavitan ba jagadisha kame. Mama janmani janmani. We're not interested in liberation. We want service. That's what we want. Service. When we say Hare Krishna, please give me service. So we have to be careful what we ask for, because Krishna will give it to you. Be careful. I have lots of experience with this. Asking for the wrong thing. Yes?
I was just looking at the purport, and in the last paragraph, down at the end, Prabhupada says in his purport that if one is fortunate enough to have received the knowledge in the transcendental disciplic succession, surely he will have the chance to understand the mystery of the Lord and that of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sound incarnation of the Lord.
Jai. And that reminds me of what Lord Chaitanya once said when asked, how does someone know they have the mercy of God? Is it because I have a big, big house? Oh, I must have gotten the mercy of God. Is it because I have so many Twitter followers? That means I have the mercy of God. Or I have hotels named after me that are bankrupt. Does that mean I have the mercy of God? Lord Chaitanya said, no. Knowledge. If you have knowledge of God, that means you have mercy. How much we have learned over these years. How much, it's beyond belief. We have learned so much. Simply, we are given a chance to speak about Krishna. People are amazed. People are amazed. How you have learned? You are Malacha Yavana. You're an Americano gringo. How you have learned so much? Prabhupada. Prabhupada and Prabhupada's books. You serve Prabhupada. I'm reading for the past so many months teachings of Lord Chaitanya. I've read it before, more than once. But again, I'm reading it. I'm getting so much more out of it. The way Prabhupada words things. It's just so wonderful. Prabhupada's books. That's why, Bhrigupati, what you're doing. You're still going out. The most merciful. Even they touch the book, you have a question.
I was remembering in Chaitanya Charitamrita on the point what Bhrigupati Prabhu was talking about Mahavishnu and Krishna.
Yes.
So Lord Chaitanya, he actually describes like 64 qualities of Krishna. And in that it's mentioned like only in Krishna form all the qualities are unlimitedly manifest. But in other forms, they are not fully manifest.
He has those four special ones, which I mentioned one, extraordinary beauty. He plays the flute that attracts all living entities, surrounded by loving devotees who spontaneously serve him, and amazing pastimes, which we get a glimpse in Krishna book. How many times I have read Krishna book? I'm doing a weekly Zoom class on Krishna book. I'm not bored. I'm not thinking, oh, Krishna book again. Oh, man. No. I've eaten how many gulab jamuns in my life? Do I get tired of gulab jamuns? How many times somebody offers me a nice ISKCON samosa? ISKCON samosas are rare. Real ISKCON samosa. Yes. Transcendental activities. Nitya Navamayaman. Always fresh. Always fresh. All right. Thank you very much. May you have a surcharged day of devotional service. Hare Krishna.